With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you guys doing? Oh my goodness. It is such an honor, right? And I just want you guys to know the reason behind I say this every time after every episode is because you guys are important to us. So welcome back to Yay You. It's an honor for you guys to be here. We're so grateful that you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Taking the time out to listen and to watch and or watch the podcast. It means so much to us here at Yay You. And so we want you guys to know that you all are in our hearts forever. Yay. Let's jump on in. We are still talking about, right, our topic on the weight of words. And actually, it is the weight of your words. Remember, what we do here is instead of having multiple guests speak on multiple topics, we have multiple guests speak on one topic that we create what we call a 6 to 8 episode series, right? And I say 6 to 8 because it depends on the feel of things. So with that being said, let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. Okay. You guys know we love different perspectives. And again, that's why we do this. All right. Now, when it comes to strangers, right? And when we talk about strangers, we're talking about people that you don't know, people that you meet for the first time, or maybe a first acquaintance, or you might've met the person before, but you never really had a dialogue with them. You don't know really anything about them. Or people that we don't know, like literally, like sometimes, and you know what? Sometimes I think we know people that we work with, our colleagues, but we really don't. But so my point is, what do you say to these people? What do you say to strangers that you meet for the first time and the people that you don't know? What do you say besides hello? And that is if you say hello. My point is, when it comes to our more intimate relationships, like the people that we have in our lives, our family members, our friends, the people that we love and they love us back, those that we may identify as our best friend that are in our inner circle, like these are the people that I'm talking about. What do you say to them? And do you watch your words? Because words are very powerful. Like, you can go anywhere and speak to anybody, anyone that is about words, and they'll tell you that they're very, very powerful. And so that's what this discussion is about. And that's what it's been about. The powerful words that we use, the powerful words that you use, and how they land on people. We're going to talk about that. And so we said that they're powerful. They're very powerful, but they're even more powerful in intimate relationships, in relationships with people that you know, than it is with people that you don't know. And so the more intimate the relationship is, the heavier the words can become, and the greater capacity to wound, the greater capacity to cut or to scar or to leave a mark. I just want to share that. Here's the thing. And I said this before, even words left unsaid, like we all have been in a situation where words were not said, and they too have an impact on our life. They have an impact on the trajectory of a person's life. And so I say this in sharing an experience or with some of my young people where they will give anything to hear their father say, right, I love you. To hear their mother say, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you, right? Or I'm sorry, please forgive me. Like, they will give anything for that. And so, in fact, unspoken words have just as much impact as spoken words on our lives. And so the point I'm making, it's simple. And I said it already. Words are powerful and words carry weight. No ifs, ands, buts about it. And so with that being said, how heavy are your words? How heavy are your words and how do they land on people? Right? Let's ponder that. But while you're pondering, let me share with you some scriptures that I pull, because you all know by now I'm a Jesus follower, bona fide. Yep, that's what I do. I'm not projecting it on anyone else. It's just what I do. And I use the Bible to substantiate my point. And so Ephesians is a book in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. We're talking about the fourth chapter, the 29th verse in this chapter. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs. Get that, their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Come on now, right? And so James is also a biblical writer. This one was the brother of Jesus that I'm talking about. But anyway, he said this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and should not get angry easily. He also said that the tongue is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Come on now, full of deadly poison. And in the third chapter of James, the 7 and 8 verse, it says, humankind can tame beasts and birds, reptiles and creations in the sea, yet we cannot tame our own tongue. The scriptures also says man and woman cannot tame the tongue. No one can. And so James describes the human tongue as an unruly evil, which I mentioned before, full of deadly poison. But here's the thing. We use our tongue to communicate. We use our tongue to create words. Since the beginning of creation, our lives has been shaped by words spoken to us, over us, at us, about us. And even those that weren't spoken, right? Like I said, the spoken and unspoken, they've shaped our childhood. They shaped our relationship. They helped us to build, to either undermine, to destroy, and maybe rebuild relationships or marriages. Words spoken to us, at us, over us, have had an impact on our confidence as well. So much so that words spoken to us, at us, about us, to some extent, we actually are not clear on who we see in the mirror. We second guess ourselves because of the words that we heard. And how heavy were the words spoken to you? How heavy are the words you speak is the question, right? So I'm quite sure that everyone listening to the sound of my voice can understand what I'm about to say or the questions that I'm going to ask. Have you ever been crushed by someone's words? I don't think none of us are exempt. Right? I don't think we're exempt in being crushed by someone else's words. We all have been injured or crushed by something that someone said to us. And so, yes, words carry weight. Words spoken to us, unspoken, they will leave a mark. They will leave a scar. They will cut us. They will hurt us. But they are words that will leave a mark for good as well, this as well as the bad. And there are words that's going to build us up and destroy, discourage, and inspire. And so sometimes these words that we're talking about will ruin our life or cause a wound in our lives, including mine. And so, like I said, in some form or fashion, we all have been shaped to some extent by the spoken and unspoken words to us, over us, about us, at us. So my life is no different, and neither is yours. And so in what we have experienced or what we heard people speak to us, sometimes we probably needed to hear it or we've never heard it, right? So the thing is this, we all are quick to recognize like the power of words that other people have and how they land on us, right? How they land in our lives, how they show up on us. But we're very slow to recognize and admit the fact that our words, our spoken and unspoken words, have equal power in the lives of other people. And that's what we're talking about tonight. The words that we have said out of our mouths that really devastated someone. And I shared in the introductory episode how words that I spewed out of my mouth to my goddaughter and the consequences of that and what it led to. And our relationship was null and void for a minimum of 5 years, at least 5 years, before we even began to really come back together. And so I just want to point that out, because when we admit the things that we say that are hurtful and harmful to others, when we admit it, it becomes easier for us to own it. But instead, we don't admit it. Instead, we make excuses. We make excuses, or we may say, oh, I didn't mean that. I was just joking, or I was just being honest. But those words, they're words as well. That hurt too. And so when you say things like that, the truth is they still have weight. Rather you was joking or just being honest. Consequently, we don't want to be honest. Like I said, in fact, we use our words irresponsibly and we make excuses behind it. And so what I'm trying to say here is, even if you say that wasn't on purpose, it's still irresponsible. Or we don't understand or realize that what we're saying or what we said really hurt that person. Or we're not embracing the fact of that words carry weight and they're not equally weighted. They're not equally weighted. Let me say that again. They're not equally weighted, because think about it. A negative word will always, always weigh way, 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 way more than a positive word. Yep. A negative word or negative words weigh way more than positive words. And study has proven that in relationships, and where they said that in platonic relationships, that is, what they're saying is that when you say one negative word, you need at least 5 to 9 positive words to counterbalance that negative word. But here's the thing. In intimate relationships, in relationships that you have with your children, with your parents, with your siblings, right, with your friends, it's not 5 to 9 positive words to one negative. It's 25 to 30, right, that will counterbalance that one negative word. And so we're saying that words have weight. And so what the negative words that you're saying especially have an impact, a negative impact on the people that you love. Let me point this out as well. The source determines the weight. The source of the weight of your word, the source determines the weight. So if you're on social media and you post something and somebody that you don't know puts something negative out there, you blow it off. But if it's somebody that you do know, oh yeah, that's even heavy, right? You're going to feel that that's heavy. The source of a word determines the weight of the word. When we are in conversations, and even more so with those that we love, we must remember that. We must remember that we have to represent the person who on the other side of us, right? We have to pay attention to that. And you guys know I'm all about the human dignity. And so pay attention to the human dignity, which means you got to think about, who am I first, right? Who are you and who do you represent, right? To that person on the other side of you that you're talking to. If it's a total stranger, you probably can get away with it, right? But when it comes to a loved one, when it comes to your child or your husband, it does damage. It really does damage. And what people hear and what they feel, regardless of what we think we're saying, can do major damage as well, right? So what am I saying? We can say something, but people can hear it differently. I'm quite sure you guys are aware of that. And I'm quite sure that happened before. And so with that being said, you're saying something and the person took it all wrong. Well, at least that's what you want to believe. And so here's the thing. They didn't take it wrong. They heard what you said, but it was from their perspective. And so we all have to make sure that we're mindful of that other person and that we want to represent who we are and let that person know. And we want to be responsible for our words, because your words, my words, our words, they carry weight, and they are not equally weighted, and they carry more weight than what you think, especially specifically in relationships. They carry weight. And so people that we say we love and that they love us, in fact, is we know that words have the potential to destroy. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Build up. That's why I said that as well. So we're saying all of this to say that you have to, we have to, I have to. We have to be mindful of our words. And so the question is, what is the weight of your words? What is the weight of your words doing to the people in your life, especially those that you claim to love? Are you leaving marks everywhere you go? Are you creating unforgivable, unhealing wounds, and wounds that will take years to heal? Or are you building them up? Or instead, are you destroying people? What are the results that your words are producing? What are the results? And so, yes, we're here again talking about the same topic that we did before, the weight of your words. And before I dive in, we dive into the conversation, I have to introduce you to my fabulous guest. Yes, and I said fabulous guest. So tonight we have Maribeth Decker. She is the founder of sacredgrove.com, where people and pets heal and connect. Consider an expert in animal communication and energy healing, Maribeth has been endorsed by the internationally recognized medical intuitive, Tina Zion. She is the best-selling author of Peace in Passing, Comfort for the Loving Human During Animal Transitions. A retired Navy officer, Maribeth found her calling as an animal communicator. Come on, y'all, an animal communicator. That's right. I said that when her dog started communicating with her. See, everything is possible. That's when she heard her Siberian husky, Mitsubishi, curse her out as she tried energy healing on him. He was like, look, wait. He gave her a few words. Yes, that's what I said. He probably thought his language was okay because of her time in the Navy, you know, because think, swear like a Navy, right? So he probably thought his language and saying what he said to her was good to go. But no, back then, Maribeth didn't know animal communication was a career option. But when her dog, Tiber, who came into her life after Mitsubishi passed away, Tiber started sharing visions of his life before joining the family, or Maribeth's family. She knew it was time to pursue animal communication. She dived in, you guys. She dived in, right? And Maribeth's work goes beyond simple animal communication. She helped animals and their people create positive, healthy changes in their lives and their relationships. Hey, you guys, let's give it up. Please welcome, 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 Maribeth Decker. What a wonderful and awesome story. Maribeth, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. It is an honor. Thank you, my friend. We're so grateful that you decide to come on and share with us your juicy tidbits about the weight of your words. And so before we jump into the conversation, please share with my audience, how did we meet?
I got lucky. I asked Noemi to find me some podcasts so I could talk to more people about what I do. And she hooked us up and I thought, oh, dang, this is wonderful. So Noemi was the one that got us together. Thank you.
Yes, she did. And I'm so grateful for Noemi. And so what we were able to do was to connect and have a conversation, and we connected right off. And so I love what you do, and I'm glad that you're here to share with our audience. Our goal is to have a different perspective, not go with the norm, right? Because the norm is easy. And so when you shared what you shared, I was like, yes, I would love for our audience to hear what you have to share, particularly on our topic, the weight of words and the weight of your words. So before we jump into that, please share with me Because the name of our podcast is You Are You, Unapologetically, I ask all of my guests to please share with us, what does it mean to you to be you unapologetically?
That's a pretty deep question. I had to ponder it for a while, honestly, because I thought of all the things that I've done that I'm not thrilled about. And what I came to realize, I'm moving there now, feeling like I'm spending more time and being unapologetically myself, is I found the part of me, thank you, that is divinely inspired, if we can say it that way. You know, that part of me that is wants to do good, loves to do good, and is quite unique in many ways. And then owning that uniqueness.
Come on.
Becomes easier as I just, can I say, let go and relax into the trust that I'm here on purpose.
Absolutely.
And who I am is who I'm supposed to be.
Yes.
So when I'm connected to the higher purpose that we're here for.
Absolutely. Perfectly said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly said. Because it's about owning who you are. It's about being you. It's about accepting all of my strengths as well as my weaknesses, as well as my failures, right? Accepting all of that as a part of me and not like, oh, that was an accident. No, I did fail, but it was a lesson that I had to learn as well. You see what I'm saying? And so I love when you said just owning me, and you're here and you know that you're here with a purpose, but you're here unapologetically. So thank you so much for sharing it. So let me ask you this. Like I said in the intro, we all have been subject to the crushing of words, to what someone said to us. And I just want to spend just a little bit of time in giving you an opportunity to share. What was it that someone said to you that made you, that crushed or hurt you?
My mom has passed, but I feel like I got permission to tell this story because we've been...
Oh, tell the story.
So she feels like she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's generation, my mom was born in the 30s. I had met them and they were very clearly into the belief that in order to be seen as valuable, you had to be good looking. And I would hear that they would describe somebody. They wouldn't describe their good heart, but they would describe how the person looked. I remember my mother-in-law saying, well, she's such a wonderful person, but she's so plain. So it came very clearly that how you looked was going to be how you were evaluated as a valuable person. And so at somewhere around, I don't know, puberty, I said, Mom, am I pretty? And she looks at me and she goes, well, you have beautiful eyes. And I thought, oh, crap. I heard all the things that didn't get said there.
Right.
Because I'd already picked up the belief from society.
Right.
And then my mom told me what she thought was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
My interpretation was, no, you're not.
Yes. And how long did you carry that around?
Quite a while. I finally got to the point where I could say, well, I'm attractive. I'll give you that. I'm attractive. People do seem to be attracted to me. I'll take that.
Right. Right. Where in actuality, you're beautiful inside and out. Right. So thank you for that. And you know, beauty is only in the eye of the beholder, right? That person that's looking at you, someone else can look at you and see something totally, totally different. But here's my thing. When I go in and I look at me, I see a gorgeous woman, regardless of what someone else sees, it's what I see. And that's what matters, right? But you have to know how, you have to know this, and you have to know how to go in and see that. So let me ask you this. What are some of the things or the positive words that have shaped your life or helped shape your life to who you are now?
Particularly when I've done work for people in the energetic field and or with their animals, and I've heard back on how things have gotten better. That has really settled into me in a way that I just didn't know was missing. So that was really beautiful. And there's through time, people have thanked me for, I got sober ages ago and sponsoring people. I've had people that have treasured the fact that I was able to help them move forward in sobriety, that sort of thing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And people just offhand remarks. I remember somebody when I was working in an association said, "You're the heart of the association." I thought, oh my goodness, thank you.
Yes.
So those little pieces, they've just been wonderful for me.
Awesome.
You want it to come from the inside, but sometimes you have to hear a little bit from the outside first to say.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I don't think that you're not supposed to get compliments or anything like that. I just think my thought is the outsider is not supposed to validate you. And I feel like a lot of us look out for validation instead of looking inward where the validation lies, right? And so to get a compliment or for someone to say something kind or nice to you, it's definitely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. And so with that, again, we're talking about the weight of your word. So what is a incident or a situation that you can share with our listeners that you called someone to shut down or not feel good about themselves?
Yeah. And I got to tell a story on me as a mother, because it just seems to be fair enough. I told on my mom.
Mm-hmm.
At some point when I have two kids, Patrick and Andrea, and Patrick's a couple years older than Andy.
Okay.
And somewhere in grade school or middle school, Andrew came up to me and said, "Mommy, you once told Patrick he was stupid." Oh, crap.
Right.
And so I had to have a, I'm like, I did? So I went back and had a conversation and said, "If I did that, I sure didn't mean it. I have to say, I probably said that you did something stupid."
Right.
"I probably did that, but I don't think you're stupid." And I made amends as best as I could, because I don't think Andrew was making things up. And so I tried to make something, but I could see that that crush may have crushed him.
Right. And you know, as parents, of course, there's no book on how we do things right. And although I'm not a parent, I don't have children, I learned as I moved into my 30s, I began to really take a different perspective about my mom. Like, we were single parent home and she raised 8 children. And of course, we're very judgmental when we're younger and we want the things and we can't get them and all of that. And so I really began to appreciate how she raised us and the hard work. Like, my mother had 8 stair steps. There were no gaps. Some of us are less than a year apart, or let's say 365 days. And so I learned to, as I got older, to appreciate that. And I looked at it through a different lens of she did the best she could. And so I say that to say, there are times when we're going to make mistakes. We're going to say things at the end of the day when they know and feel that we're doing the best that we can. And it doesn't take away, like, especially if we hurt someone with our words, we still have to, what you did, went back to him, explain and invited healing to come in because of what you didn't know. Your daughter made you aware of it. And so kudos to that. Let's talk about unspoken words. What are some of the unspoken words that impact your life? Things that was not said.
There was things that my parents were helping my other siblings. And because I was doing pretty well, just didn't feel like they thought that I needed any special treatment, like I could push through it or something like that. And in fact, at times I was hurting, but...
Mm-hmm.
You unspoke. And so here it is. I guess both of our moms had some tough times going through. The unspoken in our family was, she's got enough on her shoulders. It's not up to me to bring any more difficulty into that life. And so there was a shutting down of the hard stuff. But I'm going to put it that way. Like, I can't bring this to her. She's already got this going on. She's got this going on.
Right, right. No, I get it. Where instead of sharing a situation or a truth, right, they withhold it thinking you're not, or they're not able to manage when they share what it is that they have to say so they don't share it and they don't say it. And so it may be information that you never heard, or you may get wind of it much later because of what they thought, right? And so thank you for that, because that's a totally different, like it's a different perspective, where some people, when we say unspoken words, we're thinking of things that we wish they would have said, right? And in your example, you're saying, no, it was more of things that they withheld because of how they looked at me or perceived me to be able to manage that information. And so we tend to do that as well. So now let me ask you this. What are some of the unspoken words that you know you need to say or you should have said? Parents, children, friends, loved ones, husband, you know.
Lately, I've been doing a lot of this cleaning of my past, and I've made some amends to my kids that were unspoken for quite a while about the second marriage and how it was difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm going to like say, oh, it's all good now, but I said the words. They were unspoken for so long in fear that I would make things worse. But I just, look, I understand it was a really tough time.
Mm-hmm. What were those words that you should have said? Share that with us.
I'm sorry that it was so hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
That when I remarried after your dad died.
Yes, yes.
I am sorry. Oh God, I'm going to get crying again.
Just breathe through it. Don't just breathe. Just take it. We can pause and just breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we want you to be real. We want you to share, right? And we're not like basking in your pain. We're here with you to say, yeah, it's not easy. And so that's why I picked the topic, because I want our guests and our listeners to know that we have to stop and think about what are those things that we did not say, or the things that we did say, and own that. Like, that's our true authenticity. That's us being real. And to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, this is what I said. And now, in retrospect, I should have never said that. I should have never said that. And I recognized it. And so I asked for forgiveness, and I gave them the space to forgive me, right? Instead of saying, I said it now, forgive me right now, and stuff like that. At the end of the day, we're still human. We're going to, without a doubt, make mistakes. We're not going to say everything right. And that's not the point here. The point isn't to speak proper or to speak properly. The point here is to own the words that you did say. And what I call is restoring your integrity. Yep, I did say that. Oh my gosh, right? And it's not saying that you're a bad person or you're awful. Well, how could you say such a thing? It's just recognizing our faults. See, I'm a true believer that when I can recognize my fault as well as my goodness, then that's when I can really fall madly in love with me. It's not only looking at my goodness, it's looking at those things that I said wrong, I did wrong, I reacted wrong, and then owning that and saying, what am I taking away from this? And then rectifying it. And that's the point that I'm making, Mary Beth. And I know you're right on point. So if an emotion comes up, let's just breathe through it, right? Breathe through it. Thank you so much for sharing, because I know it's not something easy, but this is what we're talking about. And I'm so happy that you're here and that you're sharing this, because here's the thing. And this is the reason why we do different guests, because we have different experiences. We each have different experiences. And with that, you can share your experience and then someone can relate to your experience. And they may not be able to relate to mine, right? They can just hear mine and say, yeah, yeah. And when you spoke about yours, they probably were like, yes, yes, that's how I felt. Oh my gosh. Or either that's what I said, or you get what I'm saying? And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. So thank you for that. Okay. So here's another question I have for you. We're getting there. We're almost done. How do you manage your tongue and your words? How do you manage your tongue and your words?
I have worked hard to create a prayer, or I'm not sure what you would call it. I I ask every day at the beginning of the day, I say, look, sacred divine, watch my words, my thoughts, my actions, my beliefs, the stories I make up. And if they aren't leading me to a good place, tap me on the shoulder.
Yes.
And say, and offer me something different before it's too late.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, it is making a big difference. I've been noticing where somebody just kind of goes, no, don't do that. Try this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That has been my practice for the last couple of months.
And it's been serving you. It's been serving you. And that's what's important. So let me ask you this, right? Okay. So what advice would you give someone who is struggling with saying positive words? What advice? Because we meet people who are unfortunately naturally negative. And I say naturally, but that's not the case. They choose to say negative words. They choose to go in a negative direction. We call it pessimistic. What would you say to someone?
I would say there's a couple of things that I have done that work for me.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is to look if there's anything in the relationship that you're grateful for. And focus on that really, rather than the thing that's making you mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I spent a lot of time looking at what was making me mad in my relationships. And then when I started looking for the ones for gratitude, there's a lot there I had not been acknowledging. It's pretty embarrassing. And the other thing is I'm working on this to allow that there might be the story behind the person who I'm feeling is very negative. I might not know what's going on, and I give them the gift of compassionate and opening of just like, maybe, you know, they tell those stories, maybe something really terrible happened in their life or still struggling. And that has helped me a few times. So I'm working on that one too, is to allow for another story about them rather than just like, oh, wow, here comes cranky again.
Right, right. And I love that. There is a story, right? Behind, that's why I said, when I said natural, I was like, no, not natural. It's the choice that they make, the direction to go in. And so, no, thank you so much for that. Please, 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 please share with our listeners. If someone wants to get in contact with you and learn more about your business and how you communicate with animals and how you help people when their pets are transitioning, I think that is so, so amazing. And there are not enough people like you in this world. And if they are, they're not going into that direction because for some odd reason, I don't know, but I really honor what you do because as a pet owner, pet lover, I don't have any now. When I think of the loss of mine and how devastated I was, I could have used your support to help me get through that time. So with that being said, please share how people can get in contact with you if they want to reach out. And then please share in your closing remarks, any closing remarks or any nugget or anything that may have come up that you didn't get to say during the conversation. And so how people get in contact with you and then basically some closing remarks or juicy nuggets you would like to leave with the audience.
Okay, thank you. To get in contact with me, the best place is my website, sacredgrove.com. SacredGrove.com. And I work with animals through all phases of life. I work with puppies, kitties, and all the way to the end and beyond when people need to work with them. So thank you for allowing me the nuggets. I'm going to shift this a little bit to say, as an animal communicator, please watch your words with your animals because they pick up more than you think. You say words are powerful. There's an energetic vibration that goes out with positive or negative words. And so if you're upset and that happens, let it go and then maybe even apologize, but start looking for a positive way to frame it because they're picking it all up. And so your words matter when it comes to your animals too. So thank you. Let me just say that.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. No, that was juicy because we tend to think it's just a human thing And it's not. They communicate with us. I know, like, my dog has, right? And you know, there are times when my husband and I, we still chuckle now. Like, after they ate, we were like, was it good? Was it good? And they would just lick their lips, and, you know, just lick their mouth and all that kind of stuff. And so I know that they communicate. And so it's an honor to have you on our show. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your gifts, your talent, and sharing as well your weight, the weight of your words as you interact and walk through life. Thank you so much for sharing the intricate details and those things that you kept close, but yet you were willing to share. Thank you. I truly, truly appreciate you. And thank you so much for being a fabulous guest.
So it's such a pleasure to be with you. So happy to be able to share at this level. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. We look forward to inviting you back. So this is maybe the first time. It's definitely not the last. So thank you again, my friend. Okay, you guys. So here's the question that's at hand. And this is how we close up around here. How many words would you say that you are away from totally reckoning another person's life? Thought I was going to say your life, right? Nope, another person's life, right? Because we're talking about the weight of your words, and our words have weight, right? And the source matter. It definitely matters. So how many words are you away from totally ruining someone else's life? Because it's easy for us to just say stuff and just put it out there, right? It's easy for us not to be mindful of our words and not mindful that our words carry weight. But they are. They carry weight and they're equally weighted as well. And so with that being said, we are in this place, in this space, because we want you guys to know that in today's clashing, busy environment, clashing ideas, being busy all the time, conflicting beliefs and the flood of information. Like, we are always flooded with information. In these times, it is so easy for us to lose who we are. It is so easy for us to just fall under the rigid expectations and the endless opinions of self-expression in our society or self-appreciation, right? That becomes challenging and daunting, to say the least. And when this occurs, we just go with the flow. We push our feelings to the side. We act like nothing happened, or we just dumb down. And so what I want you to know, that you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to you, being true to how you were created, being true to who you are, and not allowing people's opinion to affect how you show up in life. Because we know people are going to talk. You give them something to talk about, and even if you don't give them something to talk about, they're going to talk. So with that being said, we don't have time for that. We don't have time to be intimidated by the presence of others and to think little of ourselves. We don't have time for that. When you show up with no pretense or hesitation, the world cannot and will not dim your glamour. They will not stunt or blow out your light. They can't. And most importantly, you will be able to shine, right? And when you shine your light, you're going to be able to inspire others, and you're sharing your light with others. And so you want others to be able to tap into their own brilliance. So let's agree to put an end to the disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here on the next episode in this safe space, right, where I'm going to initiate an influential conversation about what? About you being you. That's right, because you are you. You are you unapologetically, and there is absolutely no one better at being you than you. And so you can call me on that. I'm just saying, you're not going to find one. Go and find somebody. And if you do, reach out, let me know you found somebody who got you, can do you better than you. On that note, thank you guys so much for being here, hanging in here with us. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you, guys. That's it for now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.